Our next speaker this morning is Galen Morgan from Texas A&M, and he's on his way up to the podium. All right, let's see. Start. It's a pleasure to be here today. This is kind of a follow-up project on some PhD research that was done by my graduate student, Zach Eater, kind of implementing some of the research that he had done and trying to get a industry-wide standard for leaf hairiness. Pretty big project and a lot of people involved here. You can see the listing of the co-authors there from Cotton Incorporated, Texas A&M, University of Arkansas, University of Georgia, and LSU. Throughout the presentation, I'll kind of flip back and forth on some of the terminology, but basically I'll use the word leaf hairiness and trichome density interchangeably. And those of you not familiar, trichomes are just basically the small hairs on the leaves. This would be a smooth leaf variety, and this would be more of a hairy type of variety. So there are numerous factors contributing to a push for the industry-wide standard for leaf hairiness. Again, this comes on some of the work that Zach Eater had done. But the primary push before that was as we get increased demand for cotton fiber quality, our producers are getting more and more dockage if there's as leaf contamination increases. Also, we have seen a lot more increase in leaf grade values over many of the regions within the cotton belt, and I'll show a slide of that in a little bit. And then the other thing that kind of led to this is in some of the previous research done by Norman in the Rio Grande Valley, Fred Borland, and also Eater and Cliff Boykin, they found that in many cases there's little consistency between the company ratings for the leaf hairiness. So what we're trying to do is get everyone on the same page so producers, ginners, and everyone through the chain can have some idea of a more objective and consistent rating for some of these varieties. So this is kind of what stimulated a lot of the research that Zach Eater had done. This is the percent leaf grade from Corpus Christi from 2000 to 2013. Here from 2002, we saw a substantial increase in leaf grade 4 numbers, which are where some of the bigger discounts begin, and then also the number of leaf grade 5s increased substantially. We've had a few dry years at this point in time from 2009 on, so our leaf grade values have actually decreased to some degree as far as the 4s and 5s, but it continues to be a problem, high leaf grades throughout the cotton belt. So there are numerous factors that may contribute to this. Some work was done looking at defoliation and desiccation and that impact on leaf hairiness, and more or less that had a minimal effect at all on leaf grades. And there's a picture of some of the trials. This was again some of Zach Eater's work. And basically the major contributing factor that we found within our studies and also at Mississippi State and USDA was leaf hairiness was the major contributing factor to leaf grades, or leaf grades were the most highly correlated to leaf hairiness. And these were from small plot trials, but also some on-farm commercial type trials. Just a quick background information here. This is some work that Cliff Boykin and Darren Dodds did out of Mississippi, looking down here at the leaf trichome density and then the leaf grade. So you can see there's a really strong correlation between the higher leaf trichome density and higher leaf grade values in 2010-2011 in Mississippi. And this is some of the work that Zach Eater did. We're looking at the variety here, the company rating, the leaf trichome, brack trichome, brack area, and leaf grade. And the factor that was measured that was most highly correlated to leaf grade was the leaf trichome density, or the hairiness of those varieties. As you can see here, some of these higher leaf trichome densities had leaf grades of 4. The more smooth varieties had leaf grades of 1 or close to 1. The other thing that became very prominent was there's a huge amount of variability in what various companies and even within a company call a semi-smooth variety. We have here this phytogen 375 going from basically 140 leaf trichomes per centimeter squared up to some varieties like phytogen 499 having over 300 and having the exact same rating, company rating. And again, this is the rating that our producers see right here, is what the companies provide, which is, you know, usually a smooth, semi-smooth, up to a hairy. So kind of in conclusion, which leads into the leaf grade index, increased leaf hairiness was more correlated to leaf grade value than any other measurement that we took, or that Cliff Boykin did in his work. Rankings based on leaf trichome densities were similar across locations, so this gave us hope that we could make a robust leaf industry scale that could be implemented. And again, the inconsistencies that did exist across the company ratings, this was basically the impetus for trying to get this industry-wide standard going. So last year at the Beltwide, with looking at some of the data that was just presented, we basically approached the agronomists, the breeders, the entomologists, and ginning folks within academia and got very strong support for trying to develop an industry-wide standard. We also met with several of the major seed companies, had a long teleconference with them discussing what the plan was and getting their input on how to implement this and how to develop this scale. And basically they were all on board for developing a scale, industry-wide standard for leaf hairiness, assuming, of course, a few things, being a producer-friendly rating system, that makes sense. The other thing is robustness over locations and across years. Again, that should be done. And then a fair for all adoption by all the companies. And that makes sense too. So our objectives going into this study were more or less to quantify the level of trichome density, the variability across locations, and then use a hairy standard to account for the known G by E interaction for trichome densities, and so that we could minimize the number of sites we would have to do to develop this leaf rating system. Because we do know from previous research done by many people that we do know that leaf hairiness changes for a variety across locations. But our thought was that the ranking of those varieties would stay the same. So variety A, if it had leaf trichomes of 100 at one location, it may have 150 at another location. But variety B would move along those same scales from, say, 110 to 160 or something like that. So that was the point of doing that. So we added a hairy standard in there to hope for account for that environmental impact on those genotypes. So the trials that we did in 2013, we used method for quantifying the trichome density was similar to what Eder used, which was based on Borland's way of quantifying leaf trichome density, basically the fifth true leaf down, fully expanded leaf at near the end of the season at cutout, basically. We did six leaves per plot, and there were a minimum of three replications per location. And we did this in Matagorda County and in Lubbock, and then in Arkansas and in Georgia. And my group quantified the leaf trichomes from South Texas and Lubbock, and Fred Borland's group did it for the locations in Arkansas and Georgia. At each of these locations, we had Stoneville 5288, because it's labeled as a very hairy variety by Stoneville, and based on Dr. Borland's experience, it typically has been the hairiest variety that's commercially available. So that was going to be 5288, was going to be our hairy standard to develop a normalized scale from. At two locations, we did plant a Pylos genotype, which is an extraordinarily hairy genotype. That was planted at Matagorda and Arkansas. And these were planted within these trials that were already ongoing, which are the monster trials that Dan Frommy runs in Matagorda County, the OVTs in Lubbock, OVTs in Georgia, and I think it was part of the OVT also at Fred Borland's location. So across all these locations, we only had eight varieties that were in common across these four locations. So that's kind of the focus of the data from here forward. So this slide shows the actual trichome density at the various locations. Running the statistics on it, we could not combine locations, which was unfortunate. And that's due to that probably G by E interaction that we expect. But even on after normalizing, which I'll show in the next slide, we were not able to combine the data. So looking at, I have a bar here. This is the mean trichome density across all these eight varieties for each of the locations. And we can see the mean value remained relatively stable across all of those varieties. And I should point out down here, these are the varieties that were included. Stoneville 5288, which is labeled as a very hairy variety. But from Stoneville 4946 through Phytogen 339, those are all labeled semi-smooth varieties. And Fibromax 1944 and HQ210 are considered smooth varieties, according to company ratings. So again, we see Stoneville 5288 was the hairiest variety at Arkansas and in South Texas. However, that was not the case once we got into Lubbock and Georgia, where we had several semi-smooth varieties that were actually hairier or higher trichome density than the several semi-smooths that were hairier than the very hairy variety. So that's one point. The other thing I wanted to mention is there's a lot of discretion also. We have semi-smooth from about 140 here trichomes down to about 60 trichomes. So there's the semi-smooth category includes a huge amount of variability in the trichome density. And we can see many of these locations, the varieties just responded differently than we figured they would. What we were hoping for is to have a similar type pattern at all locations, regardless of the trichome density, but have a similar ranking of these varieties at each location. Unfortunately, that was not the case. So when we tried to normalize it for Stoneville 5288, which was our hairiest variety, we normalized it to a scale of 10, which worked out well, obviously, for South Texas and Arkansas, where Stoneville 5288 was our hairiest variety. But when we got to Lubbock and Georgia, where Stoneville 5288 was not our hairiest variety, obviously our scale of 1 to 10 got much larger than that. So we did have this Pylos genotype in South Texas and Arkansas, so when we normalized the data for that Pylos genotype, and basically it's trichome density was somewhere around 600 trichomes per square centimeter. It condensed this, what we're shooting for, a scale of 1 to 10. It condensed the scale. Basically, all the varieties were within a ranking of 0 up to about 3. So it consolidated things down. The rankings were fairly consistent across these two locations, but they were using the actual trichome density too, because it was Georgia and Lubbock that actually were different than these two locations. So trying to normalize that, there are a few things that this pointed out. One is we have some varieties like this Phytogen 339 that was fairly consistent across normalization for 5280, normalizing for 5288 or normalizing for this Pylos. But then we have varieties like this Phytogen 499, whether when we try to normalize it, it would have a ranking that would go from a 1 to a 1 to a 3, say. So we're running into a little more complication than we had hoped for, but there are a couple of zeros down here that aren't shown very well. So this is kind of where we're headed. We're going to continue this work in 2014. We may add a location or two to try to, again, tease out some of this information, and we're trying to find a variety that is somewhere between the Pylos genotype and Stoneville 5288 that could be our consistently highest or hairiest genotype that we could leave in there in a standard for every location. And ideally, what would happen is in the future, if we can identify this industry-wide standard, then we would just have to have one or a maximum of two locations to develop this standard for every variety that's developed, working with the companies to get that done. And then ideally, you know, implement this industry-wide leaf hairiness system with all the companies in the future. Again, I'd like to thank a lot of people for their contributions to this, especially Cotton Incorporated and funding from the Cotton Foundation to get a lot of this work done. So with that, I'll be happy to answer any questions anyone may have on this. Yes, sir.
This, with the degree of G by E interaction there, I think that a couple locations would not be sufficient to get a good handle on the hairiness of varieties. With regards to the G by E, there's a statistical tool, GGE byproducts, that can help you understand the interaction to see if there's some pattern in the data. Help us understand it, but you know, for example, like in 499, you had a difference compared to last slide. Like, I personally call the rating on 499.
Mm-hmm.
I call it semi-smooth. And then look at the next year, and it's more hair than I saw the previous year. So maybe we need to recall it. So I'm saying there's more GPE than we expect. So I'm thinking more locations would be needed to make a, you know, a wide, broad-based call.
And I think that's right. We've done some of the G by E interactions working with the statistician, but I didn't show that here. And to be honest, a lot of that stuff is kind of above my mental capacity. So I'd be happy to visit with you about it. And I know we visited some already, but yeah, Ken.
Yeah, I wonder if some of the unexplained variability, you know, you're really focusing on cycle density, but you know, I think we all see things that we're calling semi-smooth. It may not have density, but it's sparse tiers that are long.
Yeah.
And so we're erring to the side of caution and calling it a semi-smooth, but I don't know that it has the same effect as a really dense but short tier variety.
And I think you're exactly right on that, Ken. I think this industry-wide standard will hopefully maybe a stepping stone to something further, but we don't have the data now to separate even the density, much less the length of those hairs. So maybe it's a stepping stone to something better further down the line, I guess is my point.
I think we'll have to stop for questions now so we can stay on. Thank you very much for an excellent presentation.